This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tolerance on the table for discussion. Edward Snowden, we've been talking about that as well. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. That allows you to join us. I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Daryl, you'll tell us about zero tolerance policy being repealed. For once.
Yes.
And we'll get into that here in moments. But first, we go to Skype, where Parker is on the line calling us from Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I was either going to talk with you guys about a court defense that I think might possibly be viable, or talk about the thing with the kid that got suspended for a pocket knife.
Well, you're the caller, your choice.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, if someone were to get charged with a crime, doesn't really matter what crime, and you went through the arraignment process and they asked for your opening statement as a defendant or your legal counsel, I think it would be interesting if someone just started reading the first chapter to the Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner.
Objection, irrelevant.
Sustained. That's not going to be relevant at all to the case. Whatever the case is, the question is going to be whether or not you committed the act, not some reading of a book.
Well, I mean, if their whole contention is that the Constitution applies to you, then the burden of proof is on them to prove that the Constitution does, in fact, apply to you.
That will not be the contention in the case. The contention in a criminal case would be that you did some sort of act and possessed something or were somewhere you weren't supposed to be when told that you shouldn't be there or whatever the so-called crime is.
And you are alleged to have been a naughty boy. Whether or not any document applies anywhere is irrelevant. Were you a naughty boy?
Yeah, the Constitution will be taken as is, if it's even allowed to be mentioned in the courtroom. You may be able to read an excerpt from the Constitution, depending on the judge in the court that you're in. But to read some book about an author's opinion about the government is just not going to fly.
Well, even if you start reading court cases...
It's lawyer, a guy who studied law and the Constitution and said, yeah, all this is BS, and here are the reasons why.
Wait, I thought you were talking about Larkin Rose's book.
No,
Lysander Spooner.
Spooner, I'm sorry, why did I think Larkin Rose? Well, either way, it's still just somebody's opinions. And all ultimately, right, that's what the law is. It's opinion backed by a gun. So that would be the difference.
Well, let's change to the Snowden thing. I think, or sorry, not the Snowden thing, the
zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone has the right to keep and bear arms. Do they not?
Well, not according to some states that have abrogated that right by various different laws that restrict your right to bear arms. So, I mean, in theory, you should have that right, but the reality is you don't.
The reality is if you have ever been convicted of a felony in most places, you are not able to defend yourself in most ways that you would see fit.
Well, I mean, the fact is...
If you are considered, you know, mentally unfit, you're not able to defend yourself.
In some places, you don't even need to be any of those things. It's just the government has said, you know, you can't own a gun or whatever. I mean, in a lot of places, it's very, very hard, at the very least, to get a permit in order to own a gun. And if you have to ask permission, you don't have a right. So basically, right to bear arms has been converted through the acquiescence of the people and the obedience of the people to a privilege rather than a right. So it's a good theory.
The thing is, by going into a certain building, I mean, does someone really give up or check their right at the door to do something that is naturally, inherently their right to do.
That's what the government will claim.
Well, the government is wrong.
Well, of course they're wrong. I mean, they're frequently wrong. The government would say, let's say you're going into a courthouse and you have a gun on you. The government would tell you that, well, this, you know, for the security of our court facility, you know, we have a special carve out in the law that allows us to take your rights away at the door. And that's going to be held up by the courts because, well, they're the ones who rule on these
things. There's also supposedly freedom of the press, but James Cleveland, Robin Hood of Keene, he told us when he went to Virginia and he had a court case down there, he was not even allowed to take in a pencil and paper.
It's insane.
Which means that, you know, like, in theory, if you jump through some hoops and hurdles, you can exercise your right to be the press. But they're confiscating pencils and paper when you go into the court?
I'd love to see. Yeah, I'd love to see a lot of this stuff challenged and, you know, have some sort of legal organization go up against the state on these things. But we don't see that happening. I mean, there are all manner of supposedly freedom-friendly legal organizations out there, and they're just not... They're not doing cases like that because they know they have no chance. If you can't go up against the power of the entirety of the court system, unfortunately, they are going to stomp you, and you'll just end up
going up against Goliath.
That's correct.
It's huge.
Well, remember in the story of David and Goliath, David took down Goliath with a sling and some rocks. So
that's
probably not the best analogy. Would be more akin to, you know, the Titanic going up against an iceberg.
Hey, Parker, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I wanted to update you folks about the Jerry DeLamis case.
Jerry DeLamis. This is one of the guys who was charged as an individual involved with the Bundy Ranch situation from a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. That was the rancher out in the West who was challenging the federal government's Bureau of Land Management over their restrictions on whether or not he could have cattle grazing in land that was, adjacent, so like in federal land that was adjacent to his family's farm. And DeLamis apparently went there and allegedly was armed, and then the feds came after him a couple of years later with charges. He has taken a plea deal, but I think I'd heard that he was considering reneging on that plea deal. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the update. He's a New Hampshire resident, and one of his friends named John Hackett has posted a letter that Hackett sent to Frank Genta, and then also some updates on the...
Most people don't know who Frank Genta is. You got to remember, if you're going to drop names, you're better off actually explaining who you're talking about.
Congressman Frank Genta.
Okay.
And he says that DeLamis was, this will probably come as not a big surprise, but DeLamis' family was actually threatened with a prosecution if family members were threatened if Jerry did not cop a plea.
Yep. That's not a surprise
at
all.
Apparently his son was the one they were going to possibly come after, as well as some of his friends. There has apparently been, FBI has been contacting friends of Jerry DeLamis, according to John Hackett, and essentially threatening them. And so his taking of the plea is sort of under duress, if that makes sense.
I think every plea is taken under duress.
Right.
But yet the court will not recognize that. Wasn't there somebody here in Keene about a decade ago that they went to take a plea and the judge asked the normal questions of, did anyone say anything to influence you? And she said, well, yeah, this man over at that table
right.
said that if I didn't do this, that I could go to jail for all these years. And he said, that's not influence. That's the prosecution
right.
doing his job. I accept as valid.
Yeah, that did happen. I don't remember who it was, but that definitely has happened. Yeah, so you're right about that.
I read on a pro-government, like a Homeland Security Front group website, where they admitted that DeLamis actually arrived at this standoff kind of after it had ended. So this is the claim that many of his supporters were making as to why he shouldn't have been arrested. And there's a Homeland Security Front group that's basically admitting the same thing.
So he has not yet withdrawn his plea, but is allegedly considering?
Well, that was the impression I sort of got from John Hackett's email, but I actually posted. Facebook, but I wasn't clear on whether he was full-fledged reneging. Hackett, the way he put it was that Jerry had changed his mind. Make sense?
I guess we will find out over time. Dave, thanks for the update. That's Dave from Dave Ridley, or rather the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. We'll continue. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can check out more of Daryl over on his website, libertylobby.xyz. It is an effort of yours, Daryl, to take what you've already been doing, which is going to the State House in Concord, New Hampshire, and speaking out in favor of liberty, in favor of true principled liberty.
Yes.
And, you know, bringing that message to these politicians who desperately need to hear it. And you've been doing a great job of it for a few years now. And now you're looking to, you know, maybe cover your gas and possibly pay for your meals while you're out there.
Yes.
And make it easier for you to justify doing that more often rather than having to just take time off of work and spend money to do this. So you've created LibertyLobby.xyz.
Yeah, Liberty Lobby LLC is the actual name of the lobbyist firm, LibertyLobby.xyz being the website. And the reason I did the lobbyist firm is because, yeah, I am trying to bring in some funding to offset costs. And the way lobbyist reporting works is for every client that you receive any money from at all, you have to register as a lobbyist, and that's $50 a year. So if I just, accepted money from people, then every time somebody gave me $5, I would have to send the state $50 to register as a lobbyist for that person. So now people are donating to the lobbyist firm. I'm hired by the lobbyist firm that I created, and then there's only one set of filings, not one set of filings for every donor.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
You're at, what, 15% of your monthly goal?
About 15% right now, yes.
So if you want to help out Daryl and you'll accept $5, $10 a month or whatever people
can
afford.
I'll accept anything a month. Generally, anything under $5, once there's the fees, it winds up not necessarily, quote unquote, being worth it. But if you want to send me a dollar a month, I'm not going to tell you no.
There's a big hit for PayPal and credit card fees and things like that. And it hurts more when it's less than five or $3 or whatever. So, LibertyLobby.xyz, let's go to your phone calls.
And also take Bitcoin.
Excellent.
Both one-time and recurring.
LibertyLobby.xyz. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. First up, it's Philip. He's calling from Santa Cruz, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Philip.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm a little nervous. I don't usually speak in public. I wanted to say something about zero tolerance because I saw it on your website.
Sure.
And I want to say, I don't know if zero tolerance is a bad thing in every occasion. If they said they want to have zero tolerance for people being hungry, or if they said that they were going to have zero tolerance for something that was deadly, we need to have no tolerance for this, I would say okay. But when they say zero tolerance, to me it means something different. And I don't want to go into stories about how I know for a fact the police planted evidence on you or anything.
But what
I'm saying is, and this is a stupid analogy, and I hope that maybe you can catch the drift of what I'm saying. To me, the way they are practicing zero tolerance is they will arrest someone for having a cigarette lighter. But they don't want to do anything to Philip Morris. And I feel like if you wanted to eradicate something, that it was a problem, I would not go. If I was going to cut down a tree, I would go to the trunk. I wouldn't start pruning the leaves. And that's what I wanted to say about zero tolerance.
Where you're coming from, but of course, people should be left alone no matter what. So whether it's someone with a cigarette or the cigarette company, people should be free to do whatever it is they want to, as long as they're not hurting other people. And, the cigarette companies are just giving people the product that they want.
I agree with you, and I'm smoking now.
Okay.
But, I was just trying to use a metaphor.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if they want to go against another stupid, I don't want to name anybody because I want to say it's about them. There's a country that doesn't exist, okay? And some of those people are in other places around the world. Let's round up all of any person we can grab very easily from anywhere and do something to them rather than actually do something where the problem is.
Easier, for the federal government or local governments, any government agency, it's always easier to go after the individual than go after some corporation
The stated policy is zero tolerance is an approval of that.
Zero tolerance is absolutely ridiculous, talking about at schools, right? Zero tolerance is a policy that exists within government schools.
Yeah, right.
And so, but the point being, if you go after...
Schools have no rights, as far as I can see, but,
Right, and just, so the idea is, if you're a parent, you should get your kids out of government schools, and then you can avoid all this hassle, or this potential hassle. But you know, the government likes to pick on the little guy. You know, they love Philip Morris because Philip Morris gives them campaign contributions,
lots of money,
right? And all kinds of tax dollars come from Philip Morris. Whereas what they want, of course, you know, government wants to extract money from people, and they want to extract obedience. And so if they target the individual for having a cigarette or a joint of marijuana or an open container of alcohol or whatever, you know, nonviolent, no victim, no crime kind of act, then they get to extract hundreds of dollars from that individual. And the more people they can bust for those things, the more thousands of dollars they'll bring in. So they're already bringing in a bunch of money from Philip Morris. And so this is their way of really just raking people over the coals.
And I know you
that
said...
That whole thing is weird, too. Look, again, a ridiculous analogy. But if they declare Coca-Cola illegal today, gee, I have a stash in my basement. I mean, what am I going to do with it? You know, it's like, it's kind of like...
You should sell it and make 10 times as much as you paid for it.
They would have a war on drugs. I don't think they would conduct it the way they are. So I don't believe that. I think that the whole reason for the war on drugs is to be able to do the other.
The other?
In other words, let me try and say it better. If they're trying to control people, it's better to have a war on drugs than not to. Okay? And after, I don't see that they're really trying to do anything about the drugs. I think, really, is this just a war on people?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right about that. Philip, thank you for your call. Daryl, I know you're jumping
right
in there.
And the war on drugs, and I'm glad he brought up the war on drugs. Yeah. That is one example where zero tolerance applies in, quote-unquote, the real world, not just in government-run schools.
True.
To where, you know, the original point of the war on drugs was we have to go after the suppliers. But now they're going after everybody. Oh, you've got possession of this small amount that's not even, you know, smokable? You're going to jail for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this? You're going to jail for a long period of time. Oh, you were busted? Help us find other drug dealers and you won't go to jail, but they will.
Exactly. You can join us on the radio waves. We've got, let's talk to David in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, quite obviously the drug stuff, the illegality of drugs is to preserve the money-making ability of the government. If they reduce the value of the drugs, then those of them in their circle, not only can't they use it against the little guy, but they can't use it to make whatever deals around the world that they want to make using drugs, making money off of it.
Well, they're also protecting the pharmaceutical industry as well from...
And the cartels.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I thought they were the cartel.
Well, allegedly some of them are.
What I called about is to finish up on the topic about the debate system we were proposing, because there's still one more thing to be understood, and that is that... The debate system I was proposing was certainly you can use it for the candidates to debate after the fact instead of just only using the...
You're going to have to recap what you're talking about because not everybody was listening at the time whenever it was that you called about that. So stand by, David. We'll bring you back. You can explain exactly what debate system you're referring to. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll take your calls about whatever you want. All of a sudden, phone lines just blew up. A lot of the people on there want to talk about different stuff. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Phones are loaded at the moment. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. And if you are looking to entertain yourself this evening or any evening, check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a free documentary film that you can watch online over at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's also a director's cut DVD available of the film, which is packed with bonus features. But again, you can watch the whole movie for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested 5 or 6 times in a 1-year time frame, and 5 out of those 6 times were all caught on video. So you can go and enjoy that. It's pretty entertaining and sad and outrageous and funny in parts. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Let's go back to David. He's in New Mexico on Free Talk Live via Skype. Now, David, you were calling in on a follow-up about a call you'd made previously regarding some proposed debate structure for, you know, national-level politics. Can you briefly recap that debate structure before you go on with whatever you were calling about tonight?
National and any level can be very casual, but a few days ago you were talking about the corporate type debates that we have where they were wrongfully excluding, for instance, Gary Johnson, you know, whatever, and they make up arbitrary rules to, you know, whatever suits them. And what over the years pondering a better way to do things, I had come up with a debate system, not only for candidates debating each other, but as a even more importantly and even better, as a way to select candidates, having debate on every level from local to national, and there could be more than one debate league, debate program. Anybody can sponsor debates. You know, you might get together with your group of friends, or it might be a national level production. And anybody who wants to, it's like a, you know, like a bowling league. Anybody who wants to debate or whose friends push them into it can sign up to be put up to a head-to-head to debate with other people. And then the people viewing the debate, listening to the debate via whatever modern means, you know, whether they're in person or electronically, they then vote for to select a winner of the debate, and the winner moves on to the next level, you know, and
faces
the winner.
It sounds like a fairly complicated reworking.
No, it sounds very simple to me. To me, it sounds very, 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 very simple. We could, in your building that you're sitting in right now, we could publicize to our friends, family, whoever, that we're having a debate right there in your location on a certain date, and 30 people show up and they debate, and you pick one winner and you say, our champion is this guy. Who wants to take on our guy?
Let me ask the next question, David. Have you ever tried to organize a debate before?
No, I have not.
Daryl, okay. You have.
I have. And there was actually supposed to be a gubernatorial debate here in New Hampshire tomorrow. However, none of the candidates responded that they would attend. I have been doing this thing for the last couple of years. I call it Candidate Spotlight, where I invite all of the candidates in the area where I live. And this year, because it's statewide election, invited all of the statewide candidates as well as the congressional candidates in this district to come record a five-minute segment. And I had about, 15 out of 63 candidates show up to record a five-minute segment. I invited all of the gubernatorial candidates and all of the Senate candidates to come for a debate. Gubernatorial debate was supposed to be tomorrow. Nobody responded that they would attend. Same thing with the Senate candidates, so neither of those is going to happen.
Well, they probably know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And my system has a solution for that. And that is you don't worry about the established existing candidates.
The libertarian candidates agreed to show up.
Right. You don't need them. The system that
you
I'm proposing.
You need somebody to show up to have a debate, David.
That's right. That's right. You need somebody, anybody. You don't
and
need
if
the existing.
None of the candidates that are on the ballot show up. You can't have a debate.
No, I'm not talking about, it's not, that's not as important. The ones that are on the ballot as candidates are not important. What's important is the people that, before you arrive at a candidate, you have debates among any citizens.
So what
who
he's
want
saying
to,
is, Daryl, that this would be a process for picking the candidates, that his debate idea would be in advance of people even filing for office, that they would be debating for the approval of people in order to select them to file for office. Isn't that right, David?
Yes, exactly. And by doing that process, you would have so much more brain power discovered that the existing mainstream candidates that we have in the current political system would be so overshadowed by brilliance, we wouldn't even need the existing system anymore. We wouldn't need those people.
Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. But what he's talking about there, and he acts like it's very, very simple, and I understand the concept of what he's saying is kind of simple, like, hey, let's hold all these debates, and the best debate people, as voted by the watchers, you know, will move on and possibly be the candidates and then debate some more. I get that, you know, right. And I think more public discourse is a good thing, and you've tried to do that with the debates that
yes.
you have attempted to hold, and, you know, you've actually had some that have happened here on a local
right.
level.
The
like
mayoral
state
debate.
State representative as well.
State rep debate. So, you know, I have had some debates that have actually been able to work, but, you know, for the two big races this year, governor and Senate, nobody wanted to show up.
But David's proposal is complicated in that it takes out of the realm of people just sort of deciding for themselves or amongst their own political party who to nominate for a process and makes it some sort of program and
right.
turns it into some sort of structurized governmental approval
no,
system.
No, you were not in the debate. You cannot file for office.
Yeah, so how it all be, you know, how it would all pan out after it's been through the ugly political system. Because remember, whatever your proposal is, maybe a brilliant proposal, but when you put it up for a proposal in front of a Congress, then it's going to get all kinds of, you know, torn to pieces.
Or a legislative body of any sort.
And put back in, you know, into whatever, they're going to scratch somebody's back over here, or they're going to punish somebody over here. So it's never going to end up looking the way you originally had envisioned it. I would say this would end up being a cluster F, likely, if somebody really brought this concept forward. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to, I believe we got William listening in Nevada to K-Talks. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, gentlemen, talking about the knife issue, no tolerance.
Yeah, a kid got suspended for 30 days for having a knife in his backpack he didn't even know was there.
Right. What he did, he just turned it in to comply with the spirit of the law, and there is the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. Just hand the knife back to the kid at the end of school, and the problem is solved. It sounds like we got some people in the education system that don't, well, lack common sense, and you're also teaching young people to not cooperate or tell the truth to anybody in authority.
Well, I ultimately think that's really the benefit. That's kind of the hidden benefit of this story with this young young man, 12 years old, who has been suspended from school, is they did teach the lesson that there are consequences for going and being honest to the people in governmental positions. So you're better off just keeping whatever it is you're doing a secret from government agents, because they are not there to help you. They are there to put you in a prison cell. They are there to hurt you. They are there to extract money and obedience from you. And the fact that the school has gone ahead and shown this crystal clear, I think, is very, very valuable for people, for not just this young man, but for also the people watching, the parents who are frustrated and concerned by this. I think the school's done also a good job at, you know, helping destroy the legitimacy of itself by, you know, really just making itself into a laughingstock and showing people how absurd zero tolerance actually is. William, thanks for your call tonight. Let's continue here. We've got, I believe, Neil is with us listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Neil, go ahead with your call. Thoughts.
Yeah, buddy, I'm with you for the second time tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't call more than once per night, Neil. I appreciate your call, but there's a simple rule here on Free Talk Live, and that is one call per person per night. And we have that rule, and thank you for the call. We have that rule in effect because we want to make sure everybody has a chance to get on. And if it's the same person calling over and over again, then that just doesn't work. So I appreciate his honesty about that. And again, we're on seven nights a week. So if you feel like there's something else you want to add, I get it. I've done that before. I've hung up the phone with a radio station, and then somebody else calls later. I'm like, I wanted to call about that too. Well, we're on tomorrow night. You can join us then. We do have more time tonight for you, if you're not Neil, or someone else who's called already tonight. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing here on the air 7 nights a week, talking about the ideas of freedom and individual liberty, if you like those ideas being spread amongst various different radio stations around the country, satellite, globally, over the internet, we're doing all of that. We've got over 170 AM/FM stations in the United States. We've got multiple satellite channels across, you know, intercontinentally. And you can help us continue this mission of outreach by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier and getting perks for yourself, too. You know, there's benefits involved in being an amplifier. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, as well as the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials that our normal podcast does. So get all the details about the AMP program and then get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard. And now Bitcoin through our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. So sign up however you like, and we appreciate it. It's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. We've got Matthew, who's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. I'm great.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, but you're kind of fading out there at the end of your sentences.
Hold on, I took you off speakerphone. That's probably what the problem is.
That usually helps. Yes, go for it.
Okay, sorry, I'm in my house. I don't know why it's so weird.
It's just speakerphones suck for radio, basically. You just don't want to do it. So I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Anyways, I'm calling in because I was thinking about calling in to the Mark Levin show tomorrow and debating him on the war on drugs. But since so many people have done it and he cuts people off, but I've heard people do it mostly from...
You faded out again there. You heard people do what now?
Drugs. Other people have called into a show to debate him on prohibition from a constitutional standpoint. And he immediately just cuts them off. I was thinking about calling him in calling him and debating him from a practical standpoint that, you know, prohibition only gives more power to criminal organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your opinion on that because I'm thinking maybe you probably listen to a show a lot more than I have and saying if, do you think he'll just immediately try to cut me off before I can even get a word out if I try to argue from that standpoint?
So let me ask you this question first. You said that people try to debate him. Do they start their calls by saying, I want to debate you on this? Or do they start by just, you know, bringing up the topic?
They usually tell his, of course, his moderator, I want to talk about this issue. And then
he brings them on the phone, because you don't hear what people tell the call screener, when he brings them on the line, how does the conversation begin?
He asks them, hey, what's on your mind, basically.
Okay, and how do they respond? Do they say, I want to debate you, or do they begin with a thought?
No. They begin with, hey, you know, this was on my mind. This is what I want to talk about.
Okay. And so after they say, I want to talk about the drug war, he says, I don't. Thank you. Have a good day.
No, he usually answers when they talk about, hey, so this is my thoughts about this. What I've noticed is, like, a lot of times he just asks them a question instead of answering their question.
Okay. And what do you hope to happen? You want to have a discussion with him? You want him to answer questions?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I actually want to have a discussion with him. And it's not because I don't believe that there aren't smart people calling in. I think a lot of them fall into this trap of they try to debate him one way, and he starts popping his questions off on him and these unreasonable questions. And then starts attacking them when they don't answer those.
Matthew, I got to give you a tip, man. Is there something seriously wrong with your phone? It is distorting heavily, and it's getting hard to understand what you're saying. If you're going to continue talking to us, please back away from your phone. We might be able to actually continue this conversation. If I were a phone screener, I wouldn't have put you on the air. But sometimes somebody sounds different when they actually get put on the air than when they're being screened. Anyway,
say this. The radio host, in this case you're talking about Mark Levin, he is trying to control the show, which means he wants to be the one putting the caller into the position of defending an opinion. He doesn't want to have to defend an opinion, so he is, if you ask him a question, you said he gets really upset and mad if people don't answer his questions. That's exactly what he's going to do to you if you ask him a question, is he's going to say, I'm the one running this show. I'm the one answering the questions. You either answer my question or you get off of my radio show.
He would say I'm the one asking the questions, but yes. You meant to say he would say I'm the one asking the questions. Matthew, I mean, look, this guy's a jerk, this Mark Levin character. I've never really heard much of his show beyond what I happen to have tuned into while hearing him when the local radio station carried him, and it was very rare, very, very rare that I would hear what he had to say.
And I've heard people say, I want to have a debate. And what that translates to is let's yell back and forth at one another, and nobody actually winds up saying anything halfway intelligent because it's just yelling. So if you want to have an actual discussion with him, you could try that. But, do not at all say, I want to debate you on this topic.
Yeah, and maybe write down whatever it is that the points that you're going to make or any questions that you want to ask in advance. Try to stay on your topic because the talk show hosts frequently will try to throw you off your game, try to throw you off your intentions, why you were calling in the first place. And as you were saying, Daryl tried to completely domineer and dominate the conversation because he doesn't have any intellectual honesty. This guy is a low-life statist. And ultimately, it would surprise me if they even let you on the air for any sort of serious discussion, which doesn't involve him completely trying to verbally fillet you and hang you out to dry, so to speak. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue here. Sarah is listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. No, I was at UNM like a week ago, and there was the Libertarian Party, Gary Johnson's table, right up next to our Republican table. And then there was some other, some freedom, some justice spine that was a con job to attract the young college students. But they were all, three of the tables were all in it together. And then the Republican guy in a nice blue suit, he claimed that we're all in it together. It's like we're all affiliated group. So that exactly proves my point that
what
they
point?
Are working together.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
Yeah,
Gary Johnson.
Hold on.
What event were you at?
She was at a school.
I was at the UNM, University of New Mexico.
Okay.
And
she saw tabling. And what exactly was the event? Because, you know, like I've been on college campuses and they don't just randomly have people there tabling.
They do, actually, in certain places. Like I've seen it here at Keene State College where a local campus group will set out a table and, you know, they've gone and they've asked permission from the school
right,
to
but no,
do that.
She's saying the Gary Johnson campaign and the Republican Party and some other group.
Were they college students, Sarah, that you could tell that were behind the table, or were they older people?
I think they mostly looked like older people, but the,
okay,
one of the people was like this freedom justice group. They wanted to support this. It was just an idea. It was not a campaign. So
right, but was there an event going on campus to where they had a bunch of different things? Because, you know, sometimes there will be, you know, some sort of fair sort of thing. So was it that, or was did it just happen to be these three groups set up, you know, doing some kind of outreach of sorts?
Well, you know what, and then on the other side of, like, 30 feet away was a Christian group, but there was always, like, these Christians that give out free Bibles and stuff like that.
Okay, so you didn't answer Daryl's question. He was asking you if there was
probably doesn't know.
If there was an event on campus. Well, what brought you there in the first place? Do you just make your rounds and go through the college regularly, or was there some reason?
She was making sure that she wasn't near the cars that run people over on the regular sidewalk, so she was walking around on campus.
What was there an event, or were you just there randomly?
Actually, I was passing out voter registration cards, pointing out the online registration site.
You were there to do outreach as well. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I don't know what to say about that. You know, it's a college campus.
Either.
People do outreach. Whether the Republicans are together with the Libertarians, a real Libertarian would never say anything like that. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.